From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In one of the world's deepest mines, scientists have discovered some of the world's oldest water. In northern Canada, the Kidd Creek mine is almost 10,000 feet deep. Here, miners search for copper, zinc, and silver ore and volcanic material that was once the floor of an ancient sea. At the very bottom of the mine, they drilled an exploratory borehole even farther down to look for more metal ore. What they found was possibly the oldest water in the world, trapped in the rocks for more than 2 billion years. Why is this important? It provides a snapshot of Earth from that far distant time, before there was anything but single-celled life on the planet. And what was the water like then? Very different. The water from this ancient sea is 8 times saltier than today's ocean water. Trapped in it are helium, argon, neon, krypton, and xenon gases, and surprisingly, sulfur isotopes, which show that ancient single-celled organisms must have lived in it long ago. Scientists are still analyzing this ancient water in hopes of better understanding not only our juvenile Earth, but also the types of extreme environments we may find elsewhere, like on the moons of Saturn and Jupiter, where there are vast oceans of water trapped beneath ice sheets. If basic life forms existed in our ancient water, without sunlight or any contact with the surface, it's possible we will find them in other places too. I'm Scott Tinker, digging deeper on EarthDate.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.